Yeah, yeah. Metro on the beat, Metro on the beat.
Hello, Metro on that beat.
Hair so good, pussy so good. If I could quit my job and fuck you all that shit, I would, yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. If I could quit my job and fuck you all that shit, I would. Head so good, pussy so good. If I could quit my job and fuck you all that shit, I would. Yeah, I would.
What yeah, up, I would. Though? I Heart Miko podcast, episode 102. Today is January 29th, 2018. Damn, this month is moving slow as shit. You don't know who your favorite rapper is?
Who is it?
Who's your favorite rapper?
Is Kendrick or Dom, depending on how I'm feeling at the
your
time.
Your favorite rapper is from Detroit. What up, though? You know you're a Big Sean fan. Relax.
Not at all.
That was Big Sean, So Good, featuring Cash Doll on the intro. Brent is over here acting like he don't know who his favorite rapper is. I give you shit all the time about Big Sean, don't I?
Yes, you do.
It's really because I don't understand why you don't like him. What's the problem?
I mean, he actually be saying some of his stuff. I just don't feel him. I don't know. When I'm listening to him, I just want to turn it off. I don't know how to explain it. I really think it's just his voice. I don't know.
His voice?
I don't like his... I never did. It's some songs that's cool.
But did you like that one when I was playing it? You like that?
Yeah, that song was cool.
What did it make you think about?
Meek Millie.
You would not quit your job and fuck me all day. Let's be real. You wouldn't.
That would be stupid.
That would be. But that was So Good, featuring Cash Doll, Big Sean, Metro Boomin' on the beat. I feel like I'm cheating. Yo, let's have a quick music discussion before we get into sports, since we already on this shit. Yo, it's a lot of good music out right now, but A Boogie with the Hoodie,
man,
is fucking shit up.
Man, that album you put me on to, I can't believe that it's not a more popular album, honestly. Because from beginning to end, it goes.
From like, do you skip any songs?
Nah, and it's crazy because he got like a variety of songs. Like he got like true rap songs.
Right.
He got banger songs. He got girls of feel songs.
Mm-hmm.
And he got all of them, and he does a good job with all of them. So like that's why I asked you every time we listening to it. I'm like, this isn't
somebody
popular.
Else. Yeah.
This isn't like. Why isn't this a big deal? Like, a lot of people don't even know about this. And I feel like I think it's one of the best rap albums. Had to be one of the best rap albums of last year.
Kendrick Lamar won seven Grammys this year.
Yeah,
best rap album for Damn. Best rap song was Humble. Best rap performance, Humble. Best rap song collaboration for Loyalty. Album of the year, Damn. Best music video, Humble. Record of the year, Humble.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Jay-Z was in all those categories for 444.
His album's not better than Kendrick's.
Do you think Jay-Z should have won any of them?
No.
None?
No.
Kendrick, all of them.
Kendrick was better than Jay-Z. Sorry.
I mean, there's not going to be any argument on my side. All I'm saying is it was a little strange to see Jay-Z win so many Grammys, like for so many years. And then he got shut out, like legit shut out, like 8 nominations. Does it make you think anything?
I mean, he just is, you know how music industry is. It moves on, but he's still relevant. And
what do you
still
mean by move on? This album was legit kind of like a Kendrick style album, you know, it was.
Yeah, but Kendrick's just better.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying. I'm just saying a shutout. Like usually, no one agrees with.
So, what you want him to get, like a participation trophy? Like,
no, I feel like there are a couple of these categories where I could see a song on his album winning over Kendrick's. Yeah,
which one? Song of the year? Like which song? 444.
Yeah. I thought it was a really, really good album.
It really was.
It was really good.
Because even like. even a while ago when Jay-Z was, you know, big time, I was on the Nas side. Like, mm-hmm. I liked Jay. I knew he was a dope rapper, but I liked Nas's songs and raps, albums better than Jay-Z. So I never was a big Jay-Z fan. So when you told me this album was dope, I'm like, And I gave it a fair listen, and I find myself still listening to it to this day. So that means it is good. It's very good, actually.
Oh, Kendrick didn't win Best Music Video. That was a nominee. Record of the Year was a nominee, and Album of the Year was a nominee. He won Best Rap Album, Best Rap Song, Best Rap Performance, and Best Rap Song Collaboration.
So he swept the rap awards.
Yeah, he wrapped the shit up is what it looked like. He wrapped the shit up. Honestly, when I saw Jay-Z and Beyonce and Blue Ivy at the Grammys, I didn't watch the whole thing. We was doing our thing. I kind of caught pieces of it. When I saw the gang was all there, I thought for sure that one of them was going to perform or
nobody
win.
Performed?
No, I found out that Jay-Z refused to perform.
Why?
He wasn't fucking with him. He was like, no, because he refused. He turned down the Super Bowl performance. And then he fucked around and started Tidal, and he only streamed his album on his streaming thing for like ever until he then finally gave it to Apple and Spotify and all that. So you don't think this was like a slap in the face?
Yeah, I see where you're going with that. And maybe it was. Maybe if he didn't do that, he would have got an award.
I feel like definitely.
I didn't know about all that. You know, I'm not.
You don't have social media. You don't know what's going on in the fucking world unless I tell your white
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, I'm just,
you white people kill me. Y'all just oblivious to everything going on in black culture.
Life that matters.
Just out here living life. He don't give a damn.
Don't
give a damn about nothing. Cardi B performed Finesse with Bruno Mars. And I have to say, Cardi B is really impressing me.
For real?
Yeah.
What about it is impressing you?
A lot of people get this lane, like get this opportunity that she has, and mm-hmm. they fuck it off. They don't take advantage. You know, they might take small advantage, but she is, the shit is going up. Like I thought, like when the first song, Bodak Yellow was on the Billboard 100, I thought that was like going to be like a peak. But yeah. The shit is keep going. She had like 4 songs on the Billboard Top 100 at one time. She's performing at the Grammy. Like what? This is great. She hasn't even put an album out yet. Not
for
a
real?
Single album. Yeah.
You think it's going to be hard for her to put an album out?
I mean, you know, at this point, I question whether it's necessary. Like, I would just keep because, like, it's really about if you're hot and if you're relevant. Putting out an album doesn't really, today, doesn't do anything. Back in the day, that's how you proved you were the shit. You know, you put a full studio album out. Nowadays, you just hop on everybody's shit, put out a mixtape, put out singles, and cook.
She gonna put out an album. It's just something. It's something as I would think. I'm not a musical artist, but I would think as an artist, at some point, yeah, you all about making the money, and she's doing that right now,
mm-hmm.
and she's famous, you know. But at some point, as an artist, you're gonna want to put together a whole. Just your
compilation
album, like it just seems like a work. That's
but it just seems like all these songs she has, it's like they should all have been on one album. It's too late now. You just keep stacking up these singles because singles.
I think she doesn't want to like maybe making an album. She would have to take some time and
sit
fall
down.
Out of the scene, and she don't.
And she's popping right
spot.
Now.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I respect it. So she's just trying to you know keep making stuff. Keep her name out there, and she's making good stuff, clearly.
Yeah, and I like that she's still herself. You know, she's the same bitch. She was on the red carpet, and she said she had butterflies in her vagina. On the red carpet. Big interview, my nigga.
That's funny.
That's her.
That's
that
the way
is
to go,
her.
Though.
I love that.
That's
I love that she's still herself. She ain't selling out. She's still ratchet. And she, you know, people was trying to make fun of her dress, and it looked like cupcake holders.
I didn't see.
But I don't care. She's pretty girl to me. And she's herself. And her sister, Hennessy. Yeah, her sister's name's Hennessy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
She's Bacardi, but her sister's name is Hennessy. She, I think Hennessy's a pretty, pretty little
Bacardi.
Thing.
Her name is Bacardi.
Bacardi and Hennessy, that's their names, I believe. I don't think they're real names. I think they're stripper
just
names.
Just stripper names. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But still.
Okay. It's still, it's pretty.
Still, nigga.
It's still funny, though.
They look beautiful on the red carpet. They look so pretty, and they look like they belong,
that's
for real.
Because cool.
It's a lot of ugly dresses that was there. You know, so if you thought Cardi's was ugly, just get in line. It was a lot of ugly dresses that I saw.
Right.
So what? She was there. She's lit. She performed. Nigga.
She performed at the Grammys. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
She was just stripping like last year. When
my
was,
nigga, she
when
was just
stripping?
On Love and Hip Hop fighting bitches.
Yeah, like she performing at the Grammys. When? Like nobody can tell
my
her
nigga.
Shit. You can't tell her shit. Like nothing.
So let me get off subject real quick again, since we're talking about Cardi B and I have you on here. A lot of people giving her shit because her, you know, she's with Offset, right?
Offset?
You know that?
Yeah.
So he has been caught cheating on her a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much just, you know, women that he's nailed, posting stuff online, you know, like outing
typical
him.
Typical stuff.
And the first time she broke up with him, like social, like publicly, she just did some dumb shit and broke up with him. And then she ended up saying back to him on social media, okay, I tripped. I want you back. Like, I'll forgive you. And, you know, they got back together. And then he's been caught cheating a couple times. And people are upset with her and her fans because she won't break up with him because he's cheated a couple of times. What is your opinion of that?
People need to shut the hell up. Like, she gonna do what she want. What you mean? They yeah. telling her to break up with him? Like,
and he's not treating her good.
So she could get with somebody else that's probably going to cheat on her, right?
Yeah, that's usually how it happens.
So what is the point? If she wants to be with him, she gonna be with him. If she done had enough cheating, then she'll give up.
Once she gets an STD, if he burns her or
hit her, she as long as he ain't
if he hit
on
one
her,
of her if he nailed one of her homegirls or something like somebody
yeah,
close
her sister.
That would be Hennessy's not that type. I hope she's not.
I'm just saying that would be something.
Yeah,
too. I'm not saying
but,
that that's gonna happen. But,
yeah, and people are upset because she's always name dropping him in her songs. And I'm just like, people really try to tell you what to do when you're famous. Like,
yes.
You have to live for them.
That's why it's so cool.
And these same bitches in her mentions telling her she could do better than him. Craig. Craig. Her nigga that work at the Shell gas station is fucking
something.
The cashier bitch,
Craig
okay?
Rodney.
And she's mad, and she's still staying with him. So shut up, bitch.
Right.
I hate when people try to tell other people what to do about their relationships. Like, you're not there. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what they should do. You could advise, but I'm pretty sure she'd ask none of you bitches for your advice.
Right.
So y'all need to relax, okay? But shout out to Cardi B, man. She's continuing to rise and flourish. What we been doing the last 7 days? We went to Orlando.
Living.
We went to Orlando, Brent.
Definitely.
We
did.
Played in the Chris Johnson Celebrity Super Slam.
That was the official name of it. I didn't
yes,
know.
You weren't even supposed to play. You weren't
yeah.
even on the roster.
Yeah, I got
you. Just came in and hijacked my movement.
How?
Look at you.
What?
It was supposed to be about me this weekend.
My bad.
And here you come, score more points than me in the game and shit. What the fuck?
I wasn't even, like, trying to score that many points.
You
though.
Still score? How many did you score?
Like, 7 or 8? 7, probably? I hit a 3. I either had 7 or 9, because I know I made a few layups.
We figured out that I had 6, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I had 6 points.
Yeah, I kind of stole your thunder.
How'd you feel in the game, though?
I felt like I could have scored, like, 40, for real.
Oh, my God. Here we go. 40, my ass.
Was
I felt okay. T-Mac, you know, with the elbow to my head, then he splashed me twice.
Yeah.
Nigga fucking hit bottoms.
He tall as shit.
And could shoot like a motherfucker. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, he did play in the NBA and was dumb nice in the NBA.
Yeah, yeah. So. It was a good time, though. I was glad that I was invited. It was for a good cause, you know, juvenile diabetes. It's really unfortunate that the fight broke out at the end.
Man.
How you fighting? At a celebrity basketball game. And you're playing in the game.
I had so many.
You're the celebrities.
I don't. It was so crazy. I had so many people ask me about it today.
For real?
Yeah, like, yo, you was at that game with the fight. And I'm like, yeah, that shit was crazy.
That shit was fucking crazy. They said people
came out the stands. I'm like, yeah. They're like, why was they that mad at the charity game? I was like, bruh.
The rapper, who was the rapper nigga?
I don't even know. I thought.
So it was a rapper nigga that dirty fouled one of the twins.
He fouled him, like, he pushed him. Like, uh-huh. You know, it could be like, damn, nigga. But he turned around. It's like, what the fuck was that? And
so do you feel like he ran up like he was going to swing, or it was just
there
was no need to close that nigga casket like that?
I guess.
He sent the haymaker, dog.
He ran up, not like he didn't get really close, but he came up and was like, damn, nigga, what the fuck? Like he said that.
But when you do that, isn't that an invitation for a fade? If you walk up in a nigga face?
You can possibly, but he wasn't all the way like it wasn't from me watching.
You wouldn't have thought that was a fade.
Invitation. Unless they had beef already. Like it, that looked
maybe
like
there's
the
some
first,
underlying shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's still like
you think this is like a celebrity game thing? Like they be traveling around doing celebrity games, beefing.
I don't know.
Cause you know the twins, they like to dunk on niggas. They was doing some disrespectful shit to some of them niggas, and I think that it could have been an ego thing. Honestly, cause you see what happened. They was beating us, remember? And then we started coming back, and then we went up two. Right before the fight broke out. So you don't think it was like an ego thing where niggas is mad because they was really hooping? The twins was hooping.
Yeah, we was about to win.
We was about to win. It was a minute and 25 seconds left in the game. We about to win, and the fight broke out.
He fouled him. It could have been some stuff going on all game, some minor trash talking. Because he punched him right away.
Right, immediately.
Right away.
And so I thought it was a joke at first. I was like, that's just playing. He didn't really connect that, did he?
Yes, he did.
He connected that.
He hit him right in
the
face.
He fucking connected that. I was like, wow, that's what we doing for the juvenile diabetes?
I said, oh my gosh.
Like, it was such a good event. We doing an electric slide during the timeouts.
It was so fun.
Trash talking chat. Ocho Cinco cannot hoop. Figured that out. Can't play soccer. No, nigga. And he kept trying to go at T-Mac. I thought it was hilarious. It was just a good time.
It was funny. It was fun. It was competitive, but
yeah,
not like
but not overly competitive. And they had the fun moments.
Yeah.
Stacy went to the hole.
Stacy took it right to
Stacy
the cup.
Took it. She double dribbled and traveled, but she took it to the hole.
She went right to the cup and
yes,
got a shot up.
That was a big moment. Yeah.
I respected it.
That was a big moment, man. It was a fun weekend in Orlando. We went to the Hole Bowl. Shout out to CJ and Spank for the Hole Bowl. Friday night Hole Bowl. That shit was lit.
What a name.
If you not following me on Snapchat, my nigga, what are you doing with? You don't even need Snapchat. If you're not following me. Cause my shit be lit. It's gonna be lit tonight too. Matter of fact,
you do have a good.
I'm going to the strip club tonight. I know it's fun. Snapchat's fun. Sometimes I take a little break from it every now and then, but when I'm on,
you're on.
I'm on. So we went back to Tampa.
Yeah.
Packed up the house.
Yeah, did that.
Lease is up February 1st.
Out of there.
A lot of fans are asking, man, what the fuck, man? Are you fucking coming back to Tampa or what? Is that in your game? Is Tampa in the game?
What you mean in the game?
Next year.
Oh, like a player? Like yeah. Yeah.
Tampa's in the game?
Yeah.
Stop that.
They definitely are.
They are. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just wondering.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave my thoughts to myself.
They're in there.
We'll see. Because you know money talks with me. And all that bullshit walks.
That's all.
And Mr. Glazer's a cheap little nigga.
Yeah.
Cheap bastard
Tampa
right there, boy.
Known for being
cheap as fuck, my nigga. Mr. Glazer gonna have to come off that bread. Come off some of that goddamn what's his team? Manchester.
Man U check, my nigga.
They
just got a big signing too. They might probably bring in some more revenue. Yeah. Sanchez went to Man U.
See, look at that. Look at God. New jerseys. New freezer. New freezer. Come on now, Mr. Glazer. Don't play. We right down the street. Why you playing? You gonna fuck around, we gonna be somewhere else now. We gonna be somewhere else, and it's gonna look different in that secondary. So anyway, speaking of DBs, Pro Bowl happened this weekend. We can't even skip over that. But you didn't make the Pro Bowl 2 years in a row, like two fucking years in a row.
Yeah.
Last year, you led the league in pass deflections. You are currently the number one or tied for first in total interceptions from 2011 till current. Mm-hmm. You and Richard Sherman.
Right.
And I average it out. You got about 3 balls a game this year.
Yeah.
How you feel like I know these answers. I'm your wife, but tell people how you feel if you don't make the Pro Bowl.
I wanted to make the Pro Bowl this year. I honestly did.
Why?
I wanted to get 5 Pro Bowls.
Mm.
And I wanted to get to another Pro Bowl on 3 different teams.
Mm.
But I wanted to last year. That was my goal, and they didn't give it to me, and I definitely deserved it. I play well, and I also put up the production numbers that they need.
Yeah. Like, your numbers was right last year. It wasn't just film. It was numbers and film.
And they, you know, I didn't make it, which is ridiculous. And then this year, I played well, very well, honestly. You can ask anybody, but I just – didn't get many chances to make a bunch of plays.
Because niggas wasn't throwing the ball your way.
So, you know, I made some. I made a good amount of plays, which would be a dope season for a lot of anybody.
A lot of niggas that's actually at the Pro Bowl didn't have a better season than you had.
So, I mean, I'm just not a big name. Like,
you think that's what it is?
I'm just not. And I'm not in a big market. My team wasn't good. Like, we didn't win a bunch of games.
You guys stunk. This
so,
year.
Like, maybe if we were what, you know, the hype said we were going to be, mm-hmm. maybe I would have been more recognized. But for whatever reason, we weren't. And that's why I didn't. That's why I feel like I don't get that much love. Along the top, I just they don't want to talk about me ever. And I'm just not.
You're annoying. Like, you go against everything the NFL stands for. Like, they stand for big name. Flashy guy,
first round
draft pick, you know, coming in and balling and representing this the university with the NFL team. You were like undrafted. You went to Europe. Like, they don't want kids thinking that they can make it to the league if they but take your route.
I feel like this is a great story though. For
yeah, but not for business.
Cause why?
Then, because then you have to feed into all the guys. That, like, even though people will think that you're not something special. You're just a guy that wasn't drafted. So you have to feed into all the guys that weren't drafted if they're having any type of success. They can't do that. There's too many stars. There's too many other big names that they want to put up.
Well, that's why, like, I'm not saying you do it for everybody, but you got this one case where this undrafted dude is...
that nigga.
Exceptional. So... you know, it's exceptional, so you should make an exception and talk about said person. I feel like it would be cool for other people, like, I'm not even into this type of stuff, but like motivation for other players that are, whether they're in D2.
They don't want to motivate no D2 players.
Or just anybody.
They don't give
or
a damn about them.
A D1 corner that's not the prototypical size now. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's so much stuff you could hype that about. But, like you're saying, maybe that's not what they're going for. And I don't get the love. That's it.
So there was a video I showed you on Twitter with Ramsey and, who was the other guy?
Hayward? From
Hayward.
They
were arguing over... which of them was the best corner this season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were.
And I showed it to you, and your thoughts were? keep it real. Keep it real. What was your thoughts when I showed you the video? You see all these corners at the Pro Bowl that you're not at. You didn't get invited. You wasn't even goddamn a sub. You wasn't an alternate or nothing, my nigga. Man. And you see these niggas arguing over who's the best corner league. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking I'm the best corner in the league, so I feel like y'all having a dumb argument.
They having a dumbass argument? Like, these dumb niggas over here arguing about something that neither one of them is?
Right.
Would you have even entered that conversation if you were at the Pro Bowl?
No.
You would have just not got in there. See, this is the part of you that I'm so glad Aiden didn't get. because you're just too humble.
It's not really humble. It's just like, it's pointless.
No, it's not. You got to talk your shit, my nigga. What are you talking about?
I'm just doing stuff better than you.
Nobody's seeing it because you're not talking.
I know I'm better than you.
This is what it was, a meatball head nigga on Twitter talking shit to me today and said, just because Brent says the players think he's dope and the coaches come up to him after the game, that doesn't mean it's true. None of us know that. None of the coaches ever say it in public. So why does he think we should believe that these players are saying this about you?
They don't have to. I don't really live to prove to other people. You know what I'm saying? I know what I know.
What makes you better than these other corners?
I'm just move better than everyone.
You move better.
I make
Describe
play.
That.
Every skill that a DB has to have, like, I can do.
What are those skills?
I can run fast.
Okay.
I'm very quick. I get out of my breaks exceptionally well. I'm smart. I can jump high. And on top of it, I can catch the ball. That's it. The only thing you can say is I'm not tall, but I can jump very high. And I play the ball exceptionally well.
Yeah, you do.
So,
what do you think?
A lot of other dudes are missing one or two of those things,
or three. Some of them missing three.
Yeah, some are tall. A lot of these niggas. Some are tall and can run, but can't play the ball, or can't catch, or are dumb, or like it's just something. Like they can't run. They can't. They're not really quick twitch. They can't
get out of their breaks.
Yeah, it's
no
something.
Ball skills.
I can do all of them.
Niggas can't get off the ground.
I can do all of them.
All of them.
Every single one of them. Extremely well. And I'm 34 years old. That's it.
That's it.
And so I don't really feel like I'm not like the one to argue with people or try to prove it. I just know that everybody else knows it too.
But okay. You said everybody else knows it too.
Everywhere I've ever been, they know it. And it's, I'm not trying to like make everybody know it or like, I won't need it to be like a major public opinion or Stephen A. Smith saying it. Or I really don't care. I just know it.
You just know it.
So, and other people know it too.
Someone wanted to know, these are asked, I had asked Miko and asked Brent questions today. And someone wanted to know if you were interested in playing wide receiver at all still.
Still, like, yeah, sometimes I would want to do it. I don't know if I like want to become a like my position, but sometimes it'd be cool to get the ball. Like, I used to return punts in college and kicks, and that was like my favorite part, actually. Like, I played corner too, and I had a lot of picks, but my favorite part as a game was punt returns because I always started playing football because I like getting the ball. That's it.
Then they turned you into a DB.
And then they was like, yo, you got amazing feet, bro. Like, you would be a great DB. And now I'm here.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Do you... Who's the best wide receiver you've ever faced?
Julio Jones.
Julio. Ever. Mm-hmm. Why is that? I know you've said this before, but people want to know why. Why Julio?
Because he could do everything.
What can't Antonio Brown do?
Antonio Brown, I think Julio's faster than Antonio Brown. I think he's harder to bring down. Antonio Brown, like, I can't really, like, make a bad statement about Antonio Brown. Like, I think he could do a lot of things, too. I just think Julio is better.
Does them better than him?
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say, well, Antonio Brown can't. No, Antonio Brown is dope. Like, he's very great. He can run. He can make people miss. You know, he can catch. He does everything. I just think Julio's better.
Mm. Okay. Next year, what's going to be more important for you? A ring chase or a check?
A check.
Ooh, got me a check. I got a check.
I mean,
you got to respect it, honestly.
I'm not saying, like, I don't want to win. Like, but this is the thing about the NFL. Like, I feel like any team in a year, if something click, you can win. If you got, like, a decent team.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you could go somewhere and be winning. You never know who's going to win the Super Bowl. It's always a crapshoot every year. You know the Patriots might be in it.
More than likely.
More than likely the Patriots are either in it or the game before. That's just the past 10 years. That's what it is. But it's a crapshoot. So you just go where they want you the most. And that means where they can get you the most money.
Would you go to the Patriots for a low nothing?
No.
Mr. Kraft can get you over there for the ring chase.
No. Nah.
Respect.
I mean, I don't think so.
If you had a chance to choose between going to play ball overseas or picking up another NFL contract,
going to play ball overseas.
You. Why was it so fast?
I love playing basketball, and it's a challenge.
Okay.
It's something like I would have to like figure out, like, you know, I can hoop, but to like really like hoop.
You never played on a real team
like that level.
Yeah.
Like I can hoop. Like I feel like even if I play, like I could fit in, but to get to what I would want to be, I would have to figure shit out. Like to be really nice, like reading shit, how to come off of shit a certain way. Like, it is shit, like, I would have to learn.
The little dumb questions you always ask me.
Yeah, like, skill. Like, that intrigues me greatly. Like, that's what I like to do, so I would choose that. Football is just chase this dude around all game.
That's it. A guy said that you are a zone corner that just stays on your side of the field. Therefore, you can't be in the discussions of who's the best.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Niggas think you played zone last year, Brent.
Oh man, we barely played any true zones at all this past year.
Damn.
We probably played.
That's why it's so funny when I hear people say that. I think that they're listening to the commentators.
Outside of a maybe a, I would say we might play the hardest for a corner, the hardest defense in the league.
Yeah, because you guys are a lot of man.
Yeah, it's probably a couple other teams that run similar, but nah, bro. It's not.
It's difficult.
It's not. No.
And yeah, it's difficult. And that's partly why your opposing corner always looks a little less than.
Yeah.
Because it's a tough defense.
You might be right.
Yeah, it's a tough defense. And when you got somebody that needs to cover somebody man the whole field, you putting another man who's not capable. I don't give a fuck who you are. It's not a lot of niggas in the league that could pick up the receivers full court like that the whole game. Whether you follow them or not, whoever's on your side is difficult.
Right.
And man.
Right.
So.
Right.
It's just funny to hear people talk about your game. It's funny, like, they tell me I'm wrong. Like, I don't suck
you
your dick.
Every
like,
game.
But I'm not, like, in the bed with you talking to you about everything. You know, it's like, do you really think I would be saying this if I didn't actually know
what
I was talking about?
They still think you're a dumb girl for some reason. That's all it is. They really think.
They believe they're right and I'm wrong. Like, I can't just come and ask you.
I mean, I feel like this. Like, anybody can have, like, I feel like fans can have their favorite player. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can. But as a fan, like, it's so much disrespect because you really have no clue.
What's going on?
You don't. And I don't care if you play football in high school. I don't care if you play football or watch football your whole life. You have no clue what's going on for you to say, who's the best at any position, maybe outside of quarterback. Because that's the only one you can see. You can't tell me who the best anything is. You're just regurgitating stuff that people are telling you.
And that's the part of the league. That's the part of the game that the league doesn't want fans to know. They don't want us to tell fans, like, you guys don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because then it's almost like it makes them feel like they're not a part of it. And they want them to feel like they're a part of it.
You can be part of it. You can just have a favorite player.
Yeah, but they have to know. They have to know what's going on.
But you don't. You don't, no matter how hard you try. Like, you can be knowledgeable. You can have an idea.
But to actually know.
You don't know. So stop it.
You're fucking it up for these fans, okay? You don't tell them to fucking stop it, okay? They know, Brent. Bro. They know. They played Pop Warner.
I don't care okay? what you played.
They played Pop Warner, and their kid played too.
Man, you can't. I don't care if you played college.
They might have coached.
You do not know what's going on.
They might have coached.
You can have a favorite player. Power, more power to you, but you do not know what the fuck is going on Sunday. At all.
At all.
Chill out, bro. That's what I would say to him.
Favorite athlete or athlete you wanted to be growing up is an Ask Brent question.
My favorite athlete ever was Allen Iverson.
Mm. We have that alike.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't have a tattoo of his, though.
No, I do not.
Did you see he has socks with the tattoo?
You showed me, yeah.
I want some.
I know you do. I know you do.
I want some of these Bubba Chuck socks, man. Shout out to Bubba Chuck. I believe he finally made his Reebok check is now cleared, I believe. Remember he had to wait?
I thought he had to wait till he like 55.
No, I thought it was in his 40-something.
55.
Man, he's still waiting?
Yeah, he get to 55, he get a check, like a mean one too.
Mm.
Like $30 million.
You got to hold him up in prayer.
Yeah, he got to make it.
Hold Bubba Chuck up in prayer, y'all. Because we need that. The culture needs that for him. He deserves that. The way they tossed him around the league. Poor Bubba Chuck. Off the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Sex dolls.
Whoa.
Sex dolls. I've been talking to you about these sex dolls.
Hey, okay, let's talk.
I've been showing them to you now. You're familiar. You know, I told you that I was going into the store to investigate because, you know, I'm a hands-on kind of girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to touch, feel. I want to put my fingers inside her pussy and see and if see it feel like if it's legit. I want to see if they done doctored the bitch up so she get fuck better than us. Like, mm-hmm. Let me see what they doing. I want to know. I want to know what the walls feel like.
Yeah, I don't know how they would do that.
So these dolls are running from, like, I want to say 1,300 to like maybe 4,000, depending on, you know, how swaggy you want to get with her. People are buying these bitches, okay? These bitches are being bought. What do you think of them?
Just beat your dick if you want to, bro. That's too much. $13,000 to get a
not
nut.
$1,300. That's not that bad, Brent. Fuck a lot that. Of niggas.
To have just a doll
a lot of niggas.
The house?
A lot of niggas, man, don't have off. No hoes.
And I'll just beat off they, and go to xvideos.com.
They don't have nobody to talk to.
Hey, bro.
This bitch right here look real. You could put her in the front seat, buckle her up. People, your neighbors
that's
might know
weird.
You got a whole bitch.
That's weird.
It's look at how many weirdos we have in the world.
Well,
look,
hey,
this is the time. All weirdo shit. This is time to flourish.
My bad. If that's your thing, go ahead and get you a doll that sits in your house and you fuck it whenever you feel like it.
What about, okay, so what about relationships? Like, let's say the wife is cool. He's married. The wife is cool with him having the sex bitch. Like, you don't see how that could be an advantage? Like, what if I don't feel like fucking you one night? Like, I'm just really off you? Or what? Like, you know how you refuse to have sex with me when I'm on my period? You know how you refuse that? Unless I do something strange other times? What if you could just fuck her?
What if I could just use my hand, some lotion, and just get it over with and get on with my day? What you talking about? Well, I got to get this doll out. Then I got to clean it up. I got to take upkeep on this thing. It's just towel. I mean, yeah, hand, lotion, towel, or some paper towel. Clean that up. Throw it in the trash. And I'm on with my day. Like, what are we doing here? Now you building. You got to upkeep this thing. You got to.
It's about a relationship. It's about a connection. You got to connect with her. You got to become one with her.
Fuck that.
No. You know, a lot of people need somebody to talk to.
And that thing can't talk?
Yeah, it can.
No, it can't.
Yes, it has a robot sound that comes out.
You don't want to talk to a robot. That's like talking to Siri.
You get to program her to have the whatever emotion you want her to have.
Just you so
have,
you know.
They got like a weak bitch emotion. They got like an extra bitch emotion. They got a bougie bitch like emotion. Like,
just so you know, you're not selling this thing to me. I'm not rolling.
Let's get one.
No.
Come on.
That should be so creepy. No, in it a house. Wouldn't.
Let's
no.
just see.
We're, we can go check money. One out. Let's go get look
one.
At it.
Let's get one. No. Why? You know who she could look like?
I don't care.
Rihanna.
So?
Let's what? Get a Rihanna. No. We both fuck her.
We could go look at one for sure. I'm curious to see one in person.
You don't want
to
bring one home?
Not at all.
But what if you can't really do nothing with her unless you buy her?
What you mean? I just want to see it.
I want to stick my fingers in it, though.
They'll let you do that.
You think?
Yeah. I bet you got to, like shoot some shit up in there.
Some lube?
Yeah, and then go to town.
But I just want to know what it feels like.
How you
like.
Clean that out?
What do you mean? It doesn't like it. It's
not like a it's real leak vagina. Back out. It yeah, don't
it's
clean
just
itself.
Drip, it's going to just drip right back out.
Bro, that's some shit you got to clean out. You got to do real
you
work.
You got to wrench
you
her
gotta
off.
Replete. They you probably might have got to
wrench around,
replacements.
Wrench around and wrench her off.
You might
or you might need to use a condom. Why don't you just use a condom?
What?
Or use the no. use the vagina condom.
Hell no.
You ain't buy this
use
bitch.
You ain't buy this bitch. Use a condom? What? I spent $1,300 and I got to use condoms?
Oh my God.
Hell no. Nah. No way.
Why do you think massage parlors and places like that cater to men, but there's not like there's nowhere that a woman can get a massage and at the end she get her pussy ate?
Because that's creepy.
What? So it's not creepy for a man to get his dick sucked after a massage
no,
by a strange
just what
woman.
Dudes do. Yeah, that's not what girls do at all.
Why not though? Why can't we be as sexually free as men are? What's wrong with it? It's already too many of us. So at some point, some other niggas is gonna have to take care of some of these responsibilities.
What do you mean? Some other? What do you?
Like there's too many single women out here. There's not enough men, right?
Yeah, it's more girls than guys.
So women are better when they're fed. Because, you know, when you're hungry, like, bitches act up when we're hungry, okay?
Okay.
And then we also act up when we need to have an orgasm. So I feel like if there was, like, massage parlors like that where a bitch is stressed out could go get a massage, she has no man, you know?
I'm sure it is a way you can find that. But majority of girls is not doing that.
I think these new bitches would. It's a lot of things that women are doing differently now. Like, we just basically saying, fuck y'all. It's about us because y'all doing what the fuck y'all want to do.
Yeah, because we guys.
Yeah. We about to even this shit up.
It's no way.
It is. I think you guys are... I think men like to say, well, that's not what a woman does, because it's kind of like y'all way of like shaming us.
No, it's
if
not
we do
shaming
it.
Y'all. It's just nature.
How do you know?
Because it is.
Everybody is different.
It is different people, but at the core, it's just nature. And
just
girls,
like you say women couldn't have a sexual relationship without an emotional attachment.
No, they can, but if the dude... No, they can, but it's more likely that they won't. Like I said, God. It's exceptions to every rule. You know what I'm saying? It's black people that can't jump. It's exceptions to rules. You know what I'm saying? But.
This is sick. You know, because there's some things that I accept is a double standard. You know, I get it. But now it's like y'all getting like weave and shit. Like fake hairlines.
Niggas ain't getting no weave.
Brent.
Who?
Men are doing a spray on. Like, it's just certain shit.
Oh, the fake hairline?
You guys are doing dick implants now. Muscle implants. Like, seriously? Y'all niggas getting fake calves. So that's what I'm saying. Y'all acting like bitches. That's why we should act like niggas and go to get our pussy ate at the massage parlor.
I don't know any niggas that's getting any muscle implants.
I showed you on social media. I showed you it's happening a lot. Yeah. Niggas is out here wanting to be fake swole. To get pussy.
So you swole as shit, but you can't lift shit.
Yeah, you can't lift a motherfucking thing, but you look like you can.
Don't that defeat the point?
No.
So
the purpose is to appear
swole. So if I'm swole, but like, I'm not swole. Like, I couldn't lift shit.
You don't never have to show it. You know, you could always like fake at the gym like bitches do. You take a picture in the mirror, you know, a little glisten on you, your headphones in.
I think being swole, I don't really look at it as like a look. It's just a fun. It's functional. Like, that's why I don't really try to get like over like stiff.
Yeah, but
swole.
that's because you're an athlete. Because you're fucking Bruce Lee, nigga. It's a lot of niggas is not that, and they sick of niggas like you getting all the hoes. So they trying to put their, you know, put their bid in. You got to get in where you fit in. That's why these bitches is buying ass. Everybody's buying titties, lips, all this surgery and shit. Everybody's trying to compete. And you acting like this ain't serious.
Oh, man. I could never imagine a nigga doing that for real.
Well, you guys are copying the shit that we're doing because we're... That's woman shit. No,
I agree. It's a lot of douche stuff that guys doing nowadays. That's real, like,
real sex dolls are gonna flourish type of shit.
Yeah, they probably will.
See,
they probably.
I'm telling you,
that's so sick. But they
sex
might.
Dolls are about to flourish, Brent. You just have no idea. They flying off the shelves, my nigga. Don't get it fucked up.
That's crazy.
Don't get it fucked up. T.O., people ask me to ask you your opinion and my opinion about T.O. saying Jason Garrett should be fired. Thoughts?
I mean, to be honest, it's his opinion. He can say what he wants.
You think about the fact that the Cowboys just have never really been shit since he's been the coach?
What you mean? They just was 13-3.
That doesn't mean anything. They lost.
2 years before that, they were really good. And that I think that was 2 years when that one catch overturned Dez Bryant made. So they've been good.
But people expect the Cowboys to be great, to be competing for Lombardis.
They were. 13-3 last year, the Cowboys were like, hey, the Cowboys might win the Super Bowl. That's competing. They lost. They had a rookie quarterback. This year, their running back that is supposed to, their workhorse.
You don't think they had enough talent to still compete after losing him?
I mean,
are they just Ezekiel Elliott?
No, I'm just saying, like, stuff happened. Like, they tackle got hurt. A couple of their linemen got hurt. Like, it's football. Stuff happens. You could go 13-3 one year, and then next year you 9-7, and a year after that you 12-4. Like, it's just
ball. So he should keep his job.
I don't feel like he should get fired.
Okay.
People overreacting. You can't fire. He just went 13-3. And he got your workhorse just was suspended all year. Your line has been broke up, which is the core of your team. Your quarterback is a second-year player.
Your owners are racist.
There you go. You got that working against you. So, I mean, it's a lot of stuff.
Well, there's that. Guess whose birthday is today, Brent?
Judging by your reaction, it's either Donald Trump, and I don't think it's Donald Trump, or Oprah.
Yeah,
Winfrey.
It's Oprah's birthday. Yes. I think she's 173.
Shut up. Oprah ain't 173 years old. How old is Oprah? In the 50s, right?
No, she's 64, maybe.
Okay,
64. 64 or something like that. She's somewhere in the 60s. It's Oprah's birthday. I be giving Oprah a lot of shit. You know that.
Yeah.
And do you feel like it's valid?
I feel like being a person that you are, it definitely is valid. Because of the stuff you stand for, and you're seeing a black woman who is the most, you could say the most powerful black woman in the world. Is that fair enough?
I don't know about the world. Maybe in America. Yeah.
In America. I don't know all the world.
Right.
So, and she started off, you know, kind of on her pro-black thing. Woman from Chicago. She's in The Color Purple. And now she has this lane where she's accepted by whatever. She has her own channel. And she's not, like, putting stuff out there that you feel like she should.
Right.
And I completely understand why you're not rocking with her. But I do feel like Oprah has a right to do whatever the hell she wants to do. It's her money, is how she wants to do it.
Mm-hmm. She showed the fuck do. And I got the right to talk shit about it.
That's what it is.
That's what the fuck I'm going
to
do.
So I understand where you're coming from. Because she does have the lane to broadcast some of the stuff that's going on.
Yeah, we should have our own news. We should have black news on her station that she now doesn't own anymore. But when she did, we should have had our own news so that we know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, just putting out stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
Like, even if it ain't just black news, just make stuff aware of what's going on. Like,
it would need to be black news, Brent, because the thing is, what bothers me a lot about Barack being president is there was just certain things that I thought he would say, and I have to understand that he is, like, a president. He's not a black president. He still has to abide by rules, and she is a rule abider as well, and I always feel like I'm not going to put you in a certain position if you're not real.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't care. Do I like Barack as president? Yeah. I thought it was great. I thought it was good for the culture. I thought he did do some things, but to put him like where he's like that nigga, can't do it.
You can't put Barack.
Nah, can't do it. Can't do it.
And do what you would have done.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't realistically expect him to do that,
though. I mean, one day, Brent. One day, I'm hoping that somebody come up in there and shake the motherfucking table and get whatever. Never Look at Donald that. Trump. He doing what the fuck he wanted to do. Why the fuck can't a black president come in there and be pro-black? Because he's pro-white.
Man.
Well, we need somebody to come up in there with a fist in the air.
Not allow a black president to come in on some Black Panther shit is not going to happen. Like they wouldn't allow a Mexican president to come in and just everything is all Mexico this and Mexico that. It's not going to happen.
Well, happy birthday, Oprah. You go, girl. You know, I'm waiting for you to come back to us. I'm gonna hang on, but you know, you tried it with the Reese Taylor shit. You tried it. You tried it, and you wasn't talking to us. And if you listened to what Janelle Monáe said at the Grammys, that's how you include black people in the Time's Up Me Too movement. You actually address things that are equal. You don't goddamn compare Jim Crow laws and us trying to be freed and vote to a bitch that sucked some nigga dick to star in The Wizard of Oz. Like, get the fuck out of here. And she felt pressured to do it because he's, you know, a big time producer in Hollywood and she didn't want to lose her job. And that's an abuse of power. It is.
Right.
But it's nowhere near what the fuck happened to Reese Taylor.
Right.
At all. So knock it off, Oprah. On your birthday, bitch. Okay. Knock it off. Happy birthday. I hope Gail eat the shit out of your pussy tonight. I hope she munch it down, bitch. You hoes get it in, baby. Boogie Cousins out with a ruptured Achilles. Man, hate it had to be him. But you know who don't hate that it was him?
Right. Who?
Paul George, because he is now going to be an all-star.
Oh.
I wanted to talk to you about the snubs. Well, first of all, the teams first. You got the roster up?
I'll pull it up right now.
Pull up the roster so we could talk about the roster, and then we could talk about some snubs, you know, what your opinion is of who was snubbed. But shout out Stacy is calling me. Hold on, y'all. What, Stacy? I'm recording, girl.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you was getting dressed. Okay. My bad.
What? Were you getting dressed?
No. Bye. Call me record.
You what?
No. I mean, call me when you done getting dressed. Oh. Is it raining down there?
I don't know. But are we still going to strip club?
I mean, you want to go?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
Let's go pay some bills.
Okay. I'm about to start getting dressed. Hold up. Wait. What up, though? I'm on your live?
Yes, you are.
Oh, hell nah. I'm out.
All right. I'll hit you after.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah, shout out to Stacy.
Stacy, cool.
Calling in unintentionally. Boogie's out.
You want me to read the, yeah, what roster first? LeBron?
Read the Kings roster first.
The King, oh, LeBron. All mm-hmm. right, so obviously LeBron, DeMarcus Cousins is hurt. Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, LeBron. That's the starters. Reserves, LaMarcus Aldridge, Bradley Beal, Paul George, Kevin Love, and Victor Oladipo, Kristaps Porzingis, John Wall, and Westbrook.
Okay, so you have the best player in basketball.
Yeah.
You have the nigga who think he the best player in basketball.
Yeah.
You have a nigga that left the nigga that was the best player in basketball to show the world he could do it without the best player in basketball.
Right.
And then you got...
the unibrow.
You got a unibrow. And who's going to start? Who's going to sub in right there?
I don't know.
Is that going to be Aldridge?
Or are they going to do, like, votes? I don't know how they're going to do this.
Does it go by votes by position?
I guess Aldridge would be the most fitting. Because
he's big, too.
Marcus Cousins is out. Maybe Porzingis?
Yeah.
So Porzingis or Aldridge or Kevin Love could fit in. So that'll be your three bigs that's left.
Could you imagine this roster, like, for real?
This team?
LeBron, Kyrie, Kevin Durant, no. Anthony Davis.
No, you can't. It would be
unreal. And LaMarcus Aldridge.
It would just be...
That's what the league is about to turn into?
No, it's not. Eventually, it's never going to be all these Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and LeBron James.
All these GMOs in this food, my nigga. Hey, it's only making black people stronger and faster and quicker, like everything.
No.
It really is. You don't think so? No. Bigger. That's why LeBron's like this. Telling you, GMOs. All right, on the West, we have.
Team Steph is starters. Giannis, Steph, DeRozan, Embiid, and Harden are the starters.
Okay.
Reserves. Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, such a black name. Al Horford, Damian Lillard, Kyle Lowry, and Klay Thompson, and Karl-Anthony Towns.
Now, when you read that list, it didn't sound as lit. It just didn't come off.
It is lit, but it didn't come off as lit. Anthony Davis, LeBron, Kevin Durant,
Kyrie.
Like, it really has a dope dudes, though.
You got Steph.
Steph. That's okay. Enough right there.
No, it's not. It's
Steph
not enough
is the man.
Because there's Kyrie. James, they just played the other night. You saw how it went.
And Steph put 49. It could
have easily went the other way. We know this. That's a
wash. Yeah, it's a wash.
It's a wash.
Respect,
okay.
Wash. All right, you got. They're going to say Giannis and LeBron. LeBron's better.
Definitely.
Embiid's a beast. Harden's a beast.
Embiid or Anthony Davis, though.
Anthony Davis, but Embiid's a beast.
Okay, but it's still on the other side. You see what I mean?
Yeah, Anthony Davis better than Embiid.
And then Harden, Durant.
Durant.
Okay. And then LaMarcus Aldridge. Oh, that don't even match up because then it's like DeMar DeRozan is the... Y'all little over here.
LeBron's team.
Y'all little over here.
LeBron's team.
Y'all little nigga. I know you on the West. Don't get it fucked up, Brent. I know you going for the West because your little beige homeboy is over there. But y'all little over here, nigga.
No, the LeBron's team is stacked. Like, no, all
stacked.
Respect. I mean, it's the All-Star game, but they got Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, and LeBron, not to mention Kyrie Irving starting. And they got this dude named Russell Westbrook coming off the bench.
Mm.
Man.
And depending on what John Wall we get.
They are loaded.
Victor Oladipo is hooping, averaging 24.
You know what team he was on last year? Yeah. That's not going to talk about that.
Damn. The West bench is dry. I mean, Jimmy Butler is a baller, but.
It ain't dry. You got Draymond.
Draymond is no good in an All-Star game. Get the fuck out of here. He's no good.
I really said Draymond is a joke. But Draymond he's of no use. He might come out and just, you know,
and what?
Be extra.
He can't even fight anybody, so he's of no use. He can't. There's no kicks. There's no anger in this. This is a fun ass whooping, is what this
Klay
is.
Klay Thompson going to eat Klay, in the All Star game.
Klay can eat. Klay can eat.
Karl Anthony Towns can hoop.
He's not going to get anything. He's not going to get anything. This
Damian
is his type
Lillard
of game.
Lillard is going to get a lot.
Now, Lillard is going to get some buckets. Kyle Lowry, he is trying to improve his jumper. The jumper appears to be improved. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a jumper.
No, but he had a mid-range. I don't count.
No, he shot threes.
Like, random. Now he's, like, actually pulling up, like, a little bit. Like, you know, a lot of niggas was like, I'm going to shoot a three. Some niggas just pull up when they open, and that's around the three-point line. He never really was doing that. He don't really got no jumper that he just comfortable just pulling up wherever. Like, it's like a set something. But it's no shade. It's no shade. I'm fucking with his game. But this the West. I'm going with the East. What are you going with?
Which team is better? Yeah, LeBron's team. Yeah,
the East, right?
Yeah, but they got Steph, so they might win.
So who's MVP this year?
In of the league
of the All Star game, Brent. Oh, God damn.
My bad.
Pay attention.
See, you never know because you don't know how people are gonna come
you
out.
Just, so you got to guess who you take. Pick LeBron. The West. No, you pick it.
I'm going to pick Russell Westbrook for MVP.
On the West, that's who you pick him?
No, he on LeBron's team.
No, I told you to pick the West.
Oh, pick an MVP from Steph's team.
Yes.
Steph.
Oh, God. Steph is not going to be the MVP.
All right, you want to pick somebody else?
No, that's your pick. That's your pick, but he ain't going to do
he
it.
He probably won't.
No, he's not. It's not even in his game. Like, Steph cooks niggas in the real games.
Yeah, he be chilling. He low-key be chilling. It might be Giannis because he's young.
That's who I was thinking.
It's his first one.
I think he's going to be out here hot dogging.
It's going to be open floor. He's just going to be trying to dunk all crazy probably. And B might be trying to eat.
I think Kyrie is going to be MVP if it's on the East.
Yeah, he can eat.
No, I think he's going to legit just – he's trying to just prove a point.
He could. He could just start pulling up crazy, start Uncle Drewing it out there.
What about these snubs, though? So a lot of people were trying to say that there was some snubs this year. And this is what I think. So when you talk about the Pro Bowl, like you didn't make the Pro Bowl, and I think that's a legit snub. I don't think it's very – it's hard to snub for the All-Star game because a lot of times it's like it's not that you aren't good enough. It's really just not enough spots.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I just feel like I don't know why people get so mad when they don't make it. Like, if they're, like, in, like, the Pro Bowl, I can get it. Because that shit don't even, like, it don't even make no sense. But, like, let me give you an example. Somebody like Lou Will.
Yeah. He could have made it this year.
Ugh. He averaged a 23. He shoot 40% from the three-point line, dog.
Yeah. He's shooting what?
40%.
Oh, 40. I thought you said 43.
40.5%.
Yeah, he bomb. He always get buckets.
What do you think about that? Like, who would he replace?
So he would have to go in on the West.
Who? No, these teams, they don't have to go to the West.
So everybody's just
They did a draft.
So
they,
maybe Lowry?
It's like pickup. It's like pickup ball.
Maybe Kyle Lowry?
Yeah.
That's the only one you could say. But then they'll be like, he's not a starter. Lowry's team is, what are they, first or second in the East?
Mm-hmm.
The Clippers are, I don't know what, are they even in the...
But he's a major factor of the team, though.
No, he's probably the most...
Yeah.
He's their scorer, for real. Like, he's gets buckets. So, I mean, I was just saying, that's who they could use.
He started the last 14 games.
Yeah, who they could... You said who they could take off. They could maybe take off Lowry. If it's just an open, it's just we voting for All-Stars, not conference All-Stars.
Do you think that anybody else was a snub?
Nah. I mean, there's some people like, you could say, yeah, they having a good year too. But like you said, so are these people that made it. So it ain't nobody I feel like, yo, bro, they robbed this dude. I was looking. I don't really feel like anyone got robbed. Even when Westbrook was tripping on Paul George, I'm like, he hooping.
But you would have felt cool. It. If you had to choose between Lou Will and Paul George, who would you pick? If there was a legit tie in the votes.
I would pick Lou Will just because I like his game better. But I could see why
people say Paul George is like this playing great defense.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. Like, I could see why somebody would pick Paul George because, you know, he's scores.
He's on both ends.
Yeah, he playing D. I respect that.
But
I would take Lou Will.
You going?
Because I respect.
I'm
the
going
bucket.
With the nigga that's getting the buckets. So the winner, the loser of the All-Star game gets $25,000 and the winner gets $100,000. The winner of the Super Bowl gets $58,000.
Nah.
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Nah.
I'm sure.
Are you really sure?
I'm sure.
Damn. I mean, well, there's a lot more
players. How does
that
make you guys feel?
It's a lot more players, they'll say. But
it's the Super Bowl.
To counter the a lot more players argument, they're making a lot
more money. Way more than the NBA.
So,
that doesn't make you guys feel any way?
That's why they're making so much money. They're smart with fucking people over. That's what they do. It's just their skill.
That's their skill.
They brainwash the fans to cheer for the owners, and they just fuck people over.
They got the fans against you guys, against the players. Like, that's who's actually entertaining them. They have no clue.
Yeah, they just cheer for the logo on the helmet.
Speaking of logo and helmet, one of the Ask Miko questions was that people wanted our opinion on the Landry and the Dolphin situation. Are you abreast?
Yeah, you told me. And it's typical.
It's typical. So
it's sad. It's
so
typical, though.
Jarvis Landry led the NFL this year in catches. Granted, they were about 3 yards catches. Yeah. They were handoffs. Regardless, that is how him and Ryan Tannehill have been catfishing a lot of people with stats.
Oh, my God.
That is not to say that Jarvis Landry is not a great football player. It's just to say that breaking that record to me meant shit because it wasn't legit receiver numbers.
You're saying he wasn't doing like Julio shit.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. Now, regardless, this league is ran by stats. This is what they do. So you got to respect that. He's the number one receiver in the entire NFL, let alone his own team, you know?
Yeah.
And so then now he's up for a contract. He's going to be a free agent. And instead of the team working with him to keep him, they have decided to take it to the greasy fat pork chop eating nigga Armando. You remember the reporter for the Dolphins?
Yeah,
that he's their little monkey. They got their fingers up his ass and he just chop, talk, 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 chop, 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 whatever they say. This nigga writes an article and basically says that the team, this isn't just about numbers and stats. This is about personality, basically. That Jarvis is a locker room cancer. He doesn't listen to the coaches. When they tell him to run a certain route in the game, he doesn't even run. He runs his own routes. And they're just questioning whether or not he even fits their program. Now, that is so disrespectful because all they're trying to do is drive the price down on this man.
So disrespectful. So very disrespectful because up until now, Jarvis has been Mr. Dolphin.
Mm-hmm. Face of the franchise.
Talk about him all the time. You know, fans love him. Now they're trying to turn the fans on him when it's money time. So he looks like the bad guy if he asks for a certain money. And that's what I'm saying. The fans are brainwashed into believing whatever the owners say. So the owners are going out of their way. Around the time, the team, owners, you know, front office, you want to all put in a groin, of tearing this dude down right before it's time to pay him.
And they're doing
what
this.
What is the point?
Because they also want other teams, because the problem is the Dolphins are going to have to, in order to keep him, they're going to have to match or beat what another team would offer him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what they're trying to do is drive the price down. So that he looks like a bad guy.
Yeah,
and then
I know.
They can go, well, you know, we don't know if we want to invest in you. We heard you don't run your routes. We heard that
yeah,
you come out of the huddle and just do whatever Juice wants to do.
Yeah.
Heard in meetings you don't pay attention, you don't care, you know, you talk back to the coaches and you're disrespectful, and you know you slammed that girl in the car.
They brought that up?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, they brought that up. You know they reopened that case?
Nah.
Look how the league do. Look how they do. They're investigating it still.
Yeah, that shit's foul, man.
They're hanging that shit over his head.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, look, they tried to use me against you.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, we was ready. They didn't know we was ready.
I know what y'all going to do. I kind of, you know, you want to, it's just so whack. And people fall for it every time. It always, all the shitting on happens right around the time it's time to pay somebody.
Mm-hmm. Like, coincidentally, yeah, come on, right, man. When a nigga do some bread,
how y'all let him pull the wool over your eyes again?
Right when a nigga do some bread, suddenly you're not sure about his character.
Everything is wrong with him.
His character.
He ran this route wrong twice this season. We can't have that. We need a guy that's gonna run the route right every single time. Get the hell out of here.
Fuck the Dolphins. But moving on. Somebody asked me, am I worried about the Cavs? You goddamn right I'm worried about the motherfucking Cavs, okay?
Yeah.
But what I'm not worried about is the Cavs. Like, I'm not one of those fans that if my team is underachieving or losing or looking like they might not, you know, be the best, I'm mad, but not for real. Like,
yeah, because you're...
I have no way to control that.
Honestly realize that you have no control over what the Cavs do.
What they do. I'm literally just a fan. And I really like, want them to be the best.
You like watching them play. And that's it. And your favorite player is on that team.
Yeah.
And that's as far as it goes.
That's about as far as it goes, you guys.
Like, you're going to watch the game. You're going to want them to win. Mm-hmm. If they lose, you're like, damn.
Yeah, I'm mad. I'm sorry.
All right, what are we about to do?
Fuck it. What's next? LeBron just got 30,000 points. Ding, 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 ding. I need some sound effects on this damn podcast. Yeah. You need to give me some shit, Brent. Right, you rich as fuck, okay?
We rich.
And your bitch ain't got no goddamn sound effects for a podcast.
You're right.
Step it up.
I'm slumming. I got you slumming. My bad.
Yes.
I step you up.
So LeBron got 30,000 points. He's going to get 40,000. He's going to pass Kareem. And then he's going to pass Magic and assists before he retires. Now, will people eventually call him the GOAT?
No.
Why not?
Because Jordan played. Jordan never lost in the finals. Jordan just was, you know, an iconic player. It's just like LeBron is, but he got the one thing that LeBron can't do.
Those are all team things, though.
I know, but it's just how it is. And if somebody says LeBron is the best of all time, I'm not offended. Because LeBron is amazing, and if you want to say, he could do everything.
Basketball is one of the games that stats do matter. Numbers can definitely like assist in, like, you know, you can look at numbers and it can give you a better picture
than
in the NFL.
It can. Somewhat.
Yeah, in the NFL, it could totally lie to you, like completely have you looking stupid as fuck. But in basketball, there's certain numbers that just don't lie, you know?
Yeah.
And 40,000 points don't lie.
I mean, he's great. And he's been playing since he's been 18.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been dope from his first year.
It's different. Some niggas was playing young and wasn't dope the whole time.
No, LeBron is definitely like, LeBron is unreal. Like, he's the best player in the league for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just going to keep going until he just doesn't feel like doing it anymore, I believe.
I'm going to just do this until
you're a big LeBron fan. I'm a LeBron fan, but not like you. If you was to say LeBron's the best player ever, I'm not going to call you crazy. But I feel like it'll never be unanimous, like how Jordan gets the GOAT status because he never lost in the finals on top of all his other stuff that he was dope with. He never lost.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, anytime you try to have an argument, that's just going to be the trump card every time. Like,
he never lost.
What's LeBron's record in the finals?
What? Damn the fact that he went that many times in a row.
What? He got losses. Guess how many Jordan got? None. And that's how they're going to treat you in the argument.
Well, then can you say that about players that have the same amount of rings as Jordan?
Did they lose in the finals?
Maybe they didn't.
Who?
Ori, did he lose in the finals?
Come on, me. Let's be real.
I'm just saying, if you're talking about rings.
I don't know if he lost. I'm just saying you cannot. Well, Ori is not in the dopest players ever conversation. He's the good player.
But you used rings.
But I'm saying Jordan is clearly an amazing basketball player. Was the best player in the league.
Robert Ori ever. Says he just is, about, too.
All right, me.
He said he's a winner.
Come on.
He said that's the one thing Jordan, that he's a winner.
Jordan was the best player in the league for a long time, too. And he never lost in the NBA Finals. He had the team with the best record ever until the Warriors came along. So you can't really... He averaged 20 at 40. Man, he's dope. But the trump card, LeBron's dope, too. But the only trump card, because you could be like, LeBron, do this better, LeBron... How many times did he lose in the finals? Because Jordan never lost.
So it just basically comes down to what you value the most.
Yeah.
Because some people might value those numbers. The fact that regardless, he went to the finals with trash a couple times, with nothing, with injuries, with like whatever. He, you know.
Yeah, for real. He's dope.
That nigga's a savage for all of that shit.
For sure.
You know, so it's like.
For sure.
Could Jordan have done that?
I don't
think you can't. You can't. Jordan couldn't have did what LeBron did.
You can't say.
I can. You I can look at his game and say he can't. He couldn't have did it. And you that's no disrespect.
You really can't, though.
Jordan is not.
Because what you can say is, like, LeBron, I don't know Jordan's stats, but I bet his career, he probably averaged, like, 5 assists. He probably averaged, like, 6 or 7 boards. And what's LeBron like? 7 boards and 8 assists or 7 and 7.
Yeah, but see, you act like those numbers, those little extra numbers ain't nothing. Like, that's a lot. That's big difference when you look at game by game.
Yeah, but their role is
different. It looks like just 1 or 2 on a piece of paper, but it's different.
Their role is different.
I'm saying, could Jordan play the role of Superman? Could he play all 5 positions, guard all 5 positions?
Jordan was just, he scored and he dished off.
Okay, so it comes down to what you truly value.
I mean, like I said, if you say your favorite, you think LeBron's the best of all time, I'd be like, I mean, I can see why you say that.
It just makes sense. It's just common sense for me because it doesn't have anything to do with rings.
So you think LeBron is the best player ever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Complete. Yes. All of it checks off every single thing. LeBron James. And his IQ is ignorant.
Are you saying Jordan's isn't?
I think Jordan has a little bit of that ego mixed in there, like that, a little bit of that. LeBron could use some of that, but Jordan could have not had so much. Say that. Mm. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Kobe had way too much. Okay. Kobe's cup of ego spilleth over into his game. You know, Jordan.
I always thought Kobe was dope, but he never was one of my favorite players.
Yeah, he's an assassin, but he's not somebody that you want to. I don't want to be on my team because he's just not a team player. He gonna fucking give me 17 shot fakes to get a shot off, and if somebody else is open, like I'm off that Kobe right there, that nigga right there. I'm off him.
Yeah. I mean, you never liked Kobe that much. I've heard it a lot.
It's just something about how selfish he played sometimes. That's really what it was. Like, you're so good. Why do you have to be like that?
I feel like that era that he came up with, that was what it was.
But he had players. He had Shaq.
But it was what it was. It was a different mentality.
It was stupid.
Because, like, you remember the NBA back then, it was, like, all, like, man,
he
they had different.
Shaq and didn't want to pass to
his
Shaq.
His mentality was different.
It
his
was
mentality,
stupid.
It definitely was. His mentality, clearly, he wanted to do what Jordan did. He wanted to be better. He modeled his shit after Jordan. He played like Jordan. You know what I mean? But he couldn't do what he wanted to do if he stayed on the team with Shaq, or he just passed the ball to Shaq and just got good basketball shots when he could. Like, he couldn't do what he wanted to. I feel like that's the same thing that happened with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie, like, man, I'm dope. Everybody know I'm dope, but I can't really be as dope as I want because everybody's just going to say I'm LeBron's sidekick, and he didn't want to be that no more. And I felt like Kobe just wanted to be the man, and even though he had, like, Shaq on his team and you could win all the time, he wasn't happy. So one of them had to go, and he won out.
Yeah, but he did. He went out like a bitch ass nigga, though.
It's true. True.
Anyways, so we can get out of here. We can get out of here. I think we're done. Oh. I don't have any more questions for you. Some of these other questions are kind of stupid, so I don't really want to ask them.
Okay.
But, we're going to get out of here. Cool. Next week is the Super Bowl, so I need your prediction before we get out of here. I didn't get to talk to you because, listen, I know that you are born and raised in Philly.
Yeah.
And you could act like this ain't a big deal if you want to, my nigga. But I know that the Eagles going to the Super Bowl is a big deal for you as your city.
Yeah, it's a huge deal.
You are an NFL player.
Yeah.
But, you know, growing up, an OG Eagles fan. So, do you feel like you're home? Like, do you feel like I'm in the Super Bowl? Like, is there any type of, like, attachment to it?
No. I've been rooting for the Eagles, like, during the year. Like, I would like watching them, and I'm like, yeah, but it's not like I'm going to be watching the Super Bowl like, oh, I need my team to win. I really don't have that. I'm not going to lie. But the Eagles are good. They got a good squad, but I just...
Are you trying to say you're not a fan? Are you really going to lie?
I'm not saying I'm not a fan. I'm just not going to be like...
You don't want to get caught up because he's playing Tom Brady? That's why you don't want to... That's why you scared to talk your shit? Because real Eagles fans, Brent, y'all talk y'all shit.
Yeah,
y'all been talking shit.
Only thing about me, I'm a realist through and through. I don't.
So who you got in this game?
The Patriots.
The Patriots.
I can't hope the Eagles win, but it's just not looking like they'll win.
Why? Break it down. Come on now, give it to us. Hurry up though, because you know I'm going to the strip club. Stacey waiting on me. Shit.
Tom Brady.
Okay.
Bill Belichick played in several Super Bowls. Nick Foles is the Eagles' starting quarterback. He coming off was probably his best game ever. I don't know if he could follow that up. Also, I feel like the Eagles, while they balled all year and got a dope defense, dope, they got good pressure, they got disciplined team, they do the most stuff right and well. They haven't played really an elite quarterback all year.
Mm. Do tell. What are you trying to say about Matt Ryan?
Okay, they played Matt.
What you trying to say?
They did. They played Matt. Okay, my bad. But they ain't played Tom Brady. I forgot about Matt. But before that game, they haven't played
an elite quarterback.
And even the Falcons this year, I mean, let's keep it real, they weren't all the way right. Like, they wasn't like the Falcons last year. Mm-hmm. I don't know what. Maybe it's because they just switched over. Matt wasn't all the way comfortable. You know, they would flash and be dope, but they wasn't like they were last year. And I feel like Brady ain't going to be too worried. He's done seen a lot of dope defenses. He just beat one. He just came from behind on the new dope defense of the league.
Mm.
He beat the dopest, the old dope defense
OG.
In the league in the Super Bowl on a comeback. So I just don't know how I feel about trying to beat win the Super Bowl on defense against Tom Brady. Against the Patriots. Not just Tom Brady. Just
you have
that
to get
whole,
pressure. You have to get pressure on the quarterback.
They do that.
Do you they do that.
They can run the ball.
They do that. Do you have any respect for the Eagles secondary?
See, that's another thing. I don't know if Brady is like the Eagle. Like some of the games I watched of the Eagles on film, their corners play pretty well. They do. They make some mistakes. They got caught on a couple, like when I was watching film, a couple of double moves off being aggressive. But they've been playing pretty well. But I don't feel like Brady is going to be like hesitant. Like I don't. So I don't really know if he's worried about anything. You know what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Or,
well, the only thing that I think he might be worried about is the pressure on the quarterback. I do believe that the Eagles have earned some people's respect, that D-line. And we all know that if you get to Tom Brady.
Yeah, you got a chance. The Eagles are
yourself,
so.
You give yourself an opportunity. And even though, like I told you this the other day, that Nick Foles played the perfect game and he needed the perfect game to win that game last week. Does he have it in him to have a second perfect game?
That's what I'm
saying. You know, like that's really what it's going to come down to because you're not going to – the Patriots aren't going to, like, not show up. You know how some teams just don't show up in big games? They have always shown up. Have they lost some? Yeah, but it's not because they didn't show up,
right,
you know?
Right.
And so they're going to show up, and it just depends on Nick Foles. Like what he does with the opportunities that the defense gives him. I think the defense might give him a couple opportunities, and it's going to depend on what he does with them.
No, the Patriots defense is chances in the Patriots defense for sure.
Yeah.
Because they feel like they're going to score. So they just playing like, look, we just got to get a couple stops. If we get a couple turnovers, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap. So it depends on what Nick
Foles does.
We
just
got to
disrupt some stuff and make them, you know, get a couple punts. And we plan on scoring at least 28. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Tom's going to give you 28.
So, you know, if you not on your shit, if you ain't shooting out with us, then we going to run away with this thing.
Lead behind.
So what I feel like the Eagles going to do, what they have been doing well, is running the ball.
Slow it down.
Run the ball and play action shots. Simple ball, shorten the game, because they ain't trying to go back and forth with them.
Not back and forth.
Not with
that's
Nick Foles.
Yeah, that's not going to. Because they don't got enough bullets, I don't think.
And he ain't been their starting quarterback the whole year. Like, that's a big deal.
The Eagles feel like nobody's giving them a chance, and that's exactly why they're going to win.
I mean, you give them a chance. Like, I give them a chance because they are a really good team. They do everything well. They got big play. They got big play threats. They run the ball well. They rush the passer. They make plays on the ball in the air. Like, they're a great team. But when you're missing your starting quarterback and you're going against the team that was, like, is the best team for the past 15, I don't know how many years, it's just tough to pick them. Like, I mean, it's cool if you want to use that as a chip on your shoulder, but it's just real. Like, it's just real. It's realistic. I mean, if you want to use that as a slight, okay. But if the Eagles weren't the Eagles and there was another team in the Super Bowl and they had a starting quarterback and they was going against Tom Brady, the Eagles would pick Tom Brady to win the game. That's it.
You had to say it that rude.
That's it. I'm realistic. I'm not, like, okay. Sorry.
Respect. Sorry. Respect, Brent Grimes. Well, thank you, sir, for joining me.
Anytime. It's fun. I love talking, doing this show.
Yeah, so we're headed to L.A.
Yeah.
For our annual Super Bowl party.
Will be fun.
It'll be fun. Games, yeah. Food.
Food.
Trash talking.
It should be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. Last year was really fun. Yes. And it was at a bad time for me, and it was still really fun.
Yeah.
So... And this year, it should be, I feel like, I'm like excited. It's going to be fun.
You hype?
Yeah. I'm hyped for a party.
Look at this. Look at what I have turned you into. You was a damn flower on the wall when I met you. You just, and look at you blossomed and walking around talking to people, being the life of the party.
Look at me.
Look at you. Anyways, thank you for joining me. We're going to get out of here. The outro song is by an artist called Frank, AJ Francis.
Hey.
What up, though? The song is called YBNP, stands for Young, Black, and Paid. It's on his album called OTA. You can get it on iTunes. It's on Spotify. He's everywhere. The whole album is dope. Yes, he plays defensive line for the Washington Redskins, but the nigga can really rap. Like, he can really rap. And this song, he's rapping and, you know, spitting some real nigga shit, and that's why I chose this song. So check out AJ Francis, aka Frank, YBNP on iTunes. And I'ma holla at y'all later. Peace. Young, black and paid, what they gonna do with that?